The problem with the fan courts is not that they are cold, malicious, and fickle. They are those things, make no mistake. But that is not the problem. The issue is this. They are not human. And you say, yes, of course, they aren't human. Tell me something worth knowing. We'll put it this way. Alien minds are alien. I read that somewhere, and it's always stuck with me. The reason they do things are different than from the reasons I would do them. More importantly, they would not conceive that I might not behave in a different way than they would. So when I do something they do not expect, they become suspicious. My daughter's presentation and birthday party is a prime example. The presentation they understood, showing herself as a member of the court. Further, the presentation of myself as the consort to her handmaiden. All acceptable and normal. All acceptable and normal reasons to throw a party. But celebrating the day of a child's birth? Odd. To their minds, I must have some ulterior motive. Watching landed nobles, barons, and duchesses drink punch with fruit wedges and eat birthday cake was hilarious and frightening. Some seemed to enjoy it, and others seemed to be waiting for the poison to take effect. One even began to dance drunkenly before she was told the punch was non-alcoholic. You would have knocked her out with a feather. They were very enthusiastic about the piñata, though. Deirdre said that they loved it. Apparently, hitting something while blindfolded and with toys spilling out appeals to their viciousness. Or perhaps they view it as a game of skill. Anyway, I saw a couple of groups sketching plans for their own. And when it came time for the gifts, you would have been astonished. Elaborate silks. Crystal sculptures, weapons of all types. None of it of interest to a child, but we accepted graciously and quietly moved the gifts to a small room off the main hallway. The one we may actually use is a gift of a fan hound. She will pick and bond with the hound, and the minor noble who came up with that is a breeder of their hunting hounds, less prized than the armored warhounds, but his breed has a bit of magic, so it will be able to appear more like a dog. The gathered nobles were in shock over the enthusiasm with which my daughter greeted the pups that he had brought with him to have her bond with. They all rushed over to see about getting a pup of their own. So goes the queen and her inner circle. So goes the court. It was hilarious to watch, though.